17 past 7, partly cloudy today. Lots of sunshine, though. It looks just sensational out there, up to about 32 degrees. Mr. Producer in Pyongyang, it's about minus 7. Did you see some people on the news grabs? They couldn't even speak or finish their lines because they became frozen. It is that cold over there. Right. Are you a fan of the Winter Olympics?
I am not.
you are a narc, you are.
And apparently you are. You're telling me the figure skating's not up to standards.
No, I'm just saying.
Obviously, because you and I discuss it throughout the year, you'd be the benchmark.
It always gets back to Torval and Dean there, no matter who it is. I've seen Russians, I've seen the Koreans themselves,
their
Chinese.
Names?
I don't know.
No, okay.
But no matter what they say, they always get back to Torval and Dean. I don't think the sport's ever gone forward since Torval and Dean.
Okay, now you had a crack at one of the Australian...
No, I didn't know
before. What happened? I missed... I don't watch this, what's happened?
You know the worst thing you can do is be a world champion and go to an Olympics?
True.
It is fennec and the kiss of death. And, overnight, Britt Cox was the favourite, and she didn't...
What does she do? My interest.
She does aerials.
Okay, right.
Snowboarder.
So she goes off a ramp?
That's right, yeah.
So not with the skis, she's on the snowboard.
Fourth.
Right.
Not good. Poor old Britt. I reckon that's the curse. You don't want to be world champion going into the Olympics.
Mm.
Now, also...
That's like you being top dog going into ratings.
Now. Remember, it's not for another 3 years and be gone by then. Man's not stupid. Gee. Now, let's get on to the footy too. What a clean out in the kettle at Canterbury Bankstown yesterday.
Absolutely.
Goodness me. And Bullfrog's daughter back in charge.
Absolutely.
And we were lamented
back to the family club.
Back to the family club.
Behind closed doors.
That's right. You'll hear nothing now. We're talking about 2002 when poor old Cherney. Remember his face? 37 points.
Yes.
Gone. Roosters win the comp. Thank heavens they got rid of Canterbury. But we were saying Peter Moore would have been rolling in his grave. He'd have been lamenting. Why?
Because he wouldn't have gotten caught.
He wouldn't have gotten caught. He'd have been smarter about salary cap breaches. Oh, God bless Nick Politis. Okay, in just a tick, we'll get a bit fair, Dinkum. Strawdy Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. All of us had kids that watched the Lion King tape over and over and over again. There's another one in the wings. Details next here at Triple M.
In an instant, it can change your mood. Keep you young at heart. That's what I think of you, man. We think everyone deserves to feel good.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
That it is. Keep Bodge away from the door, will you, Mr. Producer? Get him out. Go and do your own show. Get out. Get out.
I'm back.
No, he's not. Now, listen, I just had Ian Adams on. You cannot accept defeat, can you?
No, I can't.
Fourth yesterday?
No, we represented Triple M as well.
Okay.
And we came fourth. We got the Milo tin medal.
Milo tin medal. With the tin hat. What they say, the tin foil hat. Conspiracy?
Yes.
Good on you. Well done. Now, can I talk to you about the...